What's up, everybody? I'm JJ John Jastrzemski.
And I'm Jason Goff. And if you haven't heard, The Ringer has gone local.
I'm bringing the fire. I'm bringing the rain from the Big Apple with my show, New York, New York.
And I'm repping Chi-Town with my new show, The Full Goal, on all things Chicago.
We've got episodes 3 nights a week with all the reaction to the local teams and guests.
Plus bonus episodes around all the big games and storylines.
So whether you're uptown, downtown, in the burbs, or a transplant,
make sure you follow New York, New York, and The Full Goal on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Thomas's.
Thomas's presents Pondering the Bagel with Tom.
Oh, the paradox of the bagel. Tis crunchy yet soft. Tis filling yet has a hole. Tis a vehicle for spreads, but only travels from toaster to plate. Thomas's. Huzzah! A toast to breakfast.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Monday is the day of the week. That was very fast. You have anything else to say
Super
after Monday?
Pumped. So excited. What is it about Mondays that really gets me
Why
excited?
Why are you wearing a Dell shirt? Let's start with that. Have you quit yet?
It.
What's the timeline for the audience? I do actually get this quite a bit. So what's the timeline?
I have talked to management. They are aware of my other dealings. And end of the year, either fiscally or calendar-wise, will be my last at Dell. Which that just means end of December or end of January. One of the two.
Commit right now. January 1, you're out of that place.
Well, see, January 1, that's a paid holiday, so I wouldn't want to quit that day.
January 2.
I just don't have to work that day. January 2, now we're talking, what is January
2?
January
2
is a Sunday.
If you had to bet, when is your last day of work for real?
It depends on the other thing.
What's the
other thing? If I'm needed sooner on that, then I would quit sooner. Or if any of those other things that we're also working on, like, come to fruition, then I would quit sooner.
If anybody has anything incriminating on Jesse, send it into Dell.
Don't do that. I would like to not burn a bridge if I can at all help it. But the great news is there is light at the end of the tunnel. I have decided either way, no matter what happens, these will be the end dates for me to full-time go all sports boy. When I can't wait to cut out this alternate ego of Jesse Gibson and just be sports boy all the time.
It's just an alter ego. You don't ever hear him say an alternate ego. That's too much.
Yeah, well, I'm fancy.
So January 3rd, you're done with that place by then. Safe to say. If you're a betting man, you're putting your money on by January 3, you are out of there.
Yes. I told you, this. Said either January 3 or January 28th. Those are the two options, but there is no option.
There's
past
no
that.
Way the 28th is going to work because our other project's going to be like really in full swing
so
by
then,
the last
yeah.
week. Yeah, you're, yeah.
So then, yeah.
Because at that like point, I'm going to tell you you're fired. So
that's fair. That's
okay.
Really,
let's do this. Jesse's comment. Sticking around. Everybody's excited. Bam.
How was your weekend, by the way?
You know what? I'm good with small talk. Thanks.
That's all. We're just talking
about
me.
It was a fine
not
weekend.
You.
Nothing special. Got to hang out with
Nothing
my wife.
Special.
Got to hang out with my wife quite a bit. I was happy about that. Had a fantastic anniversary dinner at a friend's house.
About to
see what I did there.
Slow did you get any? Did you get any really nice gifts?
I got a cue ball. Thank you.
You got another gift before that. I just want to say yes. He got a cue ball for an upcoming pool table. Hopefully, see, I got him a cue ball to really make sure. He talked about getting a pool table. But I don't know if that was going to happen. But now he has to get a pool table.
Oh, downstairs, there's going to be the big screen, the pool table, and the bar. For sure, downstairs. And out back, we're going cabana style. We're going with the hot tub and the overhang cabana thing. And yeah, no question.
Let's just do it now. I'm done. Podcast right,
give
over.
Give us the preview. The podcast playing for this place. So let's hold off on the podcast over.
Let's do a little backup QB. We had a number of QBs go down, and they had some not too shabby backups replace them. We're going to talk some prices on those. We put up a poll on Facebook and Twitter getting your thoughts on these backups as well.
There we go. Okay. My thing wasn't working here. I just wanted to make sure. I didn't want you to keep going in case I had to start over. We're good.
Oh. Okay. I'm gonna move past it.
Yep.
Then we got a little more. We're gonna talk a little bit about injuries as well. My boy Derrick Henry. I don't want to talk about it.
Say
but we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
We've got a little bit more. It's all NFL today, honestly. A lot of NFL. Now that I'm realizing, yeah.
I'm going to save you some time. There is no NBA talk, and the World Series, despite what happened last night, is still boring. So, boom, NFL.
There is a slight NBA talk when we get to NFT talk.
How dare you?
And then we got mailbag. Oh, by the way, it's not on here. Did you have any buys that we were going to discuss? I had a couple, but no buys.
All right, I didn't buy anything. My buying has slowed way down. I am getting ready to make, I would say over the next 60 days, the largest investment in the history of my life. Hands down the biggest. So
wow. We will have even details. Bigger than a house?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's what it is. So we'll talk about it.
I know. I'm just
there will be details. There. Bill Simmons, if you're listening, we would love to have you come in as an investor. That's not a joke, but that's fine. We're going to proceed either way. All right, so let's hit.
This episode is brought to you by Thomas's.
Thomas's presents Pondering the Bagel with Tom.
Oh, the paradox of the bagel. 'Tis crunchy yet soft. 'Tis filling yet has a hole. 'Tis a vehicle for spreads, but only travels from toaster to plate. Thomas's, huzzah, a toast to breakfast.
This episode is brought to you by Anytime Fitness. We're not all professional athletes, but we all have health goals. That's why Anytime Fitness gives you access to personalized plans and support from a coach. Plus, you can track your training, nutrition, and recovery progress with the Anytime Fitness app, just like the pros. With 24/7 access to more than 5,000 gyms worldwide, get more from your gym membership. Visit anytimefitness.com to try it for free today. Terms, conditions, restrictions all apply. See website for details.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. I was traveling internationally last year. I was in Mallorca. I didn't know the island well. I said, let me head to the north, head towards the water. Let me go on Hotels.com and see what they have available. Something preferably on the beach, maybe even a gym. Not only did I get those things, there was a kids session with exercise, gymnastics in the water, pony rides, a train. It had everything, and I didn't even want any of those things. But at least I knew they were there, just in case I changed my mind. And now finding the perfect hotel has never been easier, thanks to the Hotels.com app. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly, right, all-inclusive, or a relaxing spa weekend, you can find exactly what you need and compare hotel prices, ratings, and amenities side by side. So start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app.
Backup QB. Oh, yeah. Big picture. See, if it's not here's written, the deal. If that's going to be the word.
If that's going to be your shtick every day where you're forgetting that, you can Dell can have you. I'll tell you that right now.
You've got to write big picture. You know I'm going to forget.
Are you still fired up on Adderall? Is it still the case?
I have a prescription. Okay, you can't just say that. I have a prescription. I have legally diagnosed ADHD. And big picture.
I talked to Jesse this morning. He's like, man, I thought I was taking my supplement. Instead, I'm firing down Adderall. He's all hyped up.
It was an accident. I don't always take it. All right, here it is.
Drug use is not a joke, Jim. Three huge backup quarterbacks yesterday. Mike White coming in for the injured Zach Wilson looked phenomenal. Massive win over the Bengals. Trevor Siemian, who is now one of my most hated people in the world. Brady cannot play the Saints in the regular season. It's unbelievable how bad he is.
Post-season, it doesn't matter who they are. Do you think it's something to do with New Orleans and like the beignets in the air?
It's pronounced Nolan. No, because even in Tampa Bay, they've beat him the last couple. He's just brutal. I mean, he had four touchdowns. The defense was not very good either, but he was brutal with the turnovers. So Trevor Siemian comes in. Jameis Winston, we'll get the injury news. It looked bad. I'm guessing Trevor Simeon's playing for a while. And then Cooper Rush. This was more just a precaution.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago on the winning throw to CeeDee Lamb against our New England Patriots, CeeDee Lamb with the winning catch from Dak Prescott, he like strained his calf. So they kind of try to slow play it to get him back. It sounded like yesterday was a game time decision, so it's not overly critical. But those three guys all came in, all won their games, and all played well.
It makes sense about Cooper Rush because I think his moved the least of the ones that I looked at.
I can tell you this too. I don't even know what rookie year he is. I have no idea who Cooper Rush is.
Well, he's been around for a little bit. He's been around since 2017. However, that being the case, I wouldn't have thought he had as many cards, but he had so many different variations of cards getting sold, which granted, again, he's been around for 4 years, so it kind of makes sense. But as far as values go, he had one that went for, I looked up his 2017 Panini Contenders. It went for $65 as of yesterday.
Raw?
Raw, yes.
Which I would guess most of those are raw. It's a lot of money to grade that guy.
So that's the thing. A lot of these are raw.
What were they selling before yesterday, though? Like $10?
No. This one actually wasn't too bad. It actually sold for like $55 like a month ago.
Is this a base card or a variation?
No, this is base.
Really?
Yeah.
So Cooper Rush was doing $50 a month ago? That's insane.
Again, this is the auto. Maybe that had something to do with it, but
okay.
The biggest discrepancy will be in the last one we'll talk about. But yeah, according to this kind of makes sense too with the polls that we ran. So you guys were probably the lowest on Cooper Rush as far as if you had to invest in somebody, who would it be?
That was the premise of the poll. If you were to invest, we did it based on this season. Who would you buy? Cooper Rush is my lowest. I think Dak is back next week. Although you could argue Cooper Rush looked the best. I just don't think we're going to see him again. So I'm not buying Cooper Rush.
Okay.
I would absolutely sell him right now, though. If you get a momentary spike like this off a guy like that, fantastic. Sell him. But my number one buy is actually Trevor Siemian.
Really?
But I'm going to guess, I haven't looked at the poll since I made him. I'm guessing Mike White caught all the attention.
Mike White will be the last we talk about, yes.
Okay, yeah. So Trevor Siemian then was number two on the poll?
Trevor Siemian was number two on the poll. Not that far above Cooper Rush, but a little bit.
They're five and two. That team's going to I think that team could go to the playoffs. Now, granted, there's a lot of football left to play, but that defense is above average. He's got some decent weapons. Like, I don't know how much he has to do. And they have, I think I saw yesterday, they have one of the easier schedules the rest of the way through. Don't quote me on that, though. Don't even listen to that, actually, because I don't want to be quoted.
Why were people even considering, was there actually thought that Drew Brees would come back in this situation? Because I saw a few people like commenting, Drew Brees is not coming. Oh, I just electrocuted myself.
What you get for messing around during the podcast? This audience deserves your full attention, sports boy. Quit playing with plugs and acting like a clown.
You can smell the burnt skin.
Okay, well, again, you're here being paid to do a job. I don't know what you're doing.
I have so many fidget spinners, and I have one thing. It's an electric lighter. Like it just creates an arc when you light it.
Why do you have
and
a lighter?
I thought it was turned off, and I turned it on pyro with my thumb on it.
Good. Team lighter. I'm going to tell you that right now. That woke you up. Between the electric shock therapy and the Adderall, this kid is buzzing over there.
I mean, do you see that? Do you see the light? Do you see?
I'm not impressed. All right. Okay. So
Trevor Siemian, the question
Drew Brees
though,
is not coming back.
Drew Brees does not come back. There's no scenario where that happens, right? Okay.
He looked horrible last year. Why would he come back?
Okay. No. So, everyone's saying, no, that's not going to happen. So that means, yes, Siemian, I guess
Siemian's
is
the
best
guy, because what's Taysom Hill's out? Yeah. Is Jameis Winston done? Did we see news? I thought he tore his ACL or something. That knee looked brutal.
So it does. Oh, the knee. I did watch a clip of that and it looked horrifying. However, it
wasn't
horrifying. Even though it looked terrible, there is a clip that's going around this morning of the
him
Saints in the locker room celebrating.
I like
doing his like little shuffle dance and like everybody. So he was up on without crutches dancing around. So
I can't hate Jameis.
I don't know what that means, but at this time, Monday afternoon, they do not have an official report as to the extent of the damage and how long he'll be out.
So what do you have for numbers on Trevor then? I would think his stuff would have exploded. Because it looks like this is going to be two reasons. He's on the best team of these three. Well, them and the Cowboys are probably a toss-up. But Cooper Rush is not going to be available. It's not going to be playing again. So I think he's on one of the second best team here behind the Cowboys. And I think you're going to see him for a long period of time. Like, there's nobody else coming into play. So I'm guessing his movement is the most.
So the question was, what kind of values are we seeing from Siemian?
The question is, why are my dogs barking so loud? They know I'm supposed to be recording. Oh, goodness.
So this may be surprising to you, but I think this is my only thought.
Is he a 2017 guy, by the way?
No, he's 2015. And I think that's one of the reasons why his card, I looked again at his, this is 2015 Contenders auto. It sold for $60 as of yesterday, which if you recall, that
after
is
after the game yesterday.
After the game yesterday.
What was it before?
Hold on 1 second. I have it, but I got to scroll a little bit.
See, I'm okay with him selling on par with Cooper Rush right now.
Well, I mean, but that I'm guessing, less.
But Cooper Rush only went up 20%. I'm guessing his growth was more than 20% before yesterday.
So let's see. Back in October 7th, yep. This card sold for, it is a huge, it 20, is a huge
15
jump.
Bucks. $10.
$4.
That's what I mean. See, this is the difference. Cooper Rush was already selling. He might be a short print for all I know. I have no idea. I don't know Cooper Rush. That's what I mean. With Trevor Siemian. So here's what's weird, though. Some guys would hear that and like, man, I could 15X my money. If you want to sell Trevor Siemian today, I have zero issue with it. I'm just telling you, $60 for a starting quarterback on a potentially playoff-bound team for a contender's rookie auto is nothing. I'm not so sure there's not room left for Trevor Siemian. Like, if someone came to me today and said, I got a couple of these for $50, $60, I'd probably buy him because I think we're going to see him the rest of the way. And that team's going to win. I mean, Tampa Bay is one of the best teams in football. Granted, it was a bit of a fluke. Brady plays bad against them, whatever. But they looked really good yesterday, the Saints. And he played really well. I watched the whole game. It's not like he came in, there were fluke plays. He was throwing the ball down the field. Like, he looked really good. I don't know. I'm not so sure. Again, if you're telling me you want to cash out because they've been in your $2 box for months, fine. But man, if you want to be patient, I don't think that's the worst play in the world. Just holding on to his 2015 rookie stuff.
You know what? That one card, actually, he is not on par with Cooper. He is less than, because that one I mentioned that was $60, that was in one that's out of 199. The actual, because there are a number of these contender autos that have sold.
There's a lot of variations too. They're weird. Yep.
Yeah. So this is actually going for $40. So it is
still 10X in your money.
Yeah. But man, yeah, that is a crazy. If you just had him, he's probably one of those that you just like had in a box.
He's been
like,
forgotten.
You have to even check if you have him.
Absolutely. Yep. Okay. So he is my guy of the three. He is the only one of these guys I would buy right now going forward, actually.
Oh, well, then that.
But let's talk to Mike White.
Because I want to know about Mike.
Yeah, because Mike White had the most yes. hype, the most buzz. They also, I can't say they beat the best team. They beat the Bengals. You know, Trevor Siemian beat the Bucks and came in mid-game or it was probably at the, I'm trying to think, end of the first quarter, second quarter-ish. I mean, Jameis started the game, but
I think it was, they said it was sometime in the second quarter.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
But Mike White looked good, too, with a Jets team that is pretty pathetic in general.
Mike White started out, I guess, in 2018 on the Cowboys.
Yep, yeah, he was a Cowboys quarterback. Yeah, 18 was that loaded class. Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Baker, him, Saquon. Yep.
So I'm wondering if this is one of the reasons. I mean, I guess one of the reasons, and correct me if I'm wrong, that his value would have jumped as much as it has is because he is a quarterback that they don't really have. There's not like, there wasn't a good quarterback before him.
Yeah,
they
Zach
didn't really
Wilson,
have a chance before
Right, so
this.
Zach Wilson was struggling, and Zach Wilson's going to miss at least a few more weeks. Mm-hmm. And at that point, if you've still only won two or three games, if you're the Jets, why would you bring back your potential future QB and Zach Wilson? I don't care what the fans think about it. I'm not saying he's great. You don't draft a guy number two and then give him five games to start and bench him because of an injury. Like long term. In other words, Mike White, I mean, maybe he plays great the rest of the year. Fine. But like nobody's giving up on Zach Wilson. Nobody in the NFL at least. So, but I do think having said that, you're not going to rush Zach Wilson back. And especially if Mike White's playing good. So, and Mike White stuff, I talked to guys last night, multiple like NTRPAs selling for a ton of money. I mean, he was probably the most transacted of these three guys, probably by far too.
Well, so I'm curious why you say that, because when I look at eBay sales, there are legitimately 20 cards that sold over the last 3 months or so, like maybe 4 months. I think there's just not, he doesn't have very many cards out there. And just because
he has a ton. Yeah, he's
well, then I don't understand. They're just not being sold, at least not on the eBay, on eBay's platform. And 130 point, I haven't found any additional ones. So I don't know.
That's weird.
And you know what? I think I'm searching 130 point wrong because I'm going to search eBay sales, which makes sense. I'm only getting eBay. Where do you go to search for additional sales?
No clue. Because never used okay. it for that. So, okay. So give me some numbers then for him. Like, what was he doing before and after yesterday? What's the growth?
All right. So what his last card sold for was, I'm looking at his 2018 Contenders Auto rookie card, PSA 10. This is a super short print out of 100. This is why it's $500. I think it would still
Did you find raw comps on that card?
So that's the thing. I know, like, there's legit no other sale on this card before August. And there's not even, I can't even find that specific card sold. I couldn't find two of the same card being sold before and after he went off. So that it's kind of hard to tell, but it's obvious to know he jumped, because if you look at the, he did have back at the end of August, his 2018 Contenders Optic Silver Prism PSA. Oh, yeah,
he's 10. Got a bunch, by the way, sold. Maybe your 130 point may have just been messing with you too. So his variation auto sold today for $250. His Contenders draft pick auto, a bunch of those sold today, $30 to $40. So let me find something before this. See the 31st. What do we got here? Optic Contenders. Yeah, I mean, in the last day and a half, there has been over 100 sales on just his autos.
I know what I did. I had PSA in the search
field. Yeah, there's probably nothing PSA because it wasn't worth it.
Yep. That one that went for 500, that was a PSA 10, and it was very rare. So,
you know what's funny about these two? When something like this happens, one of the best things to do is go on eBay and see what's listed as buy it nows. Because like his Optic Contenders auto was selling for like $50 to $80 after a while. You could have buy it now for $20 because some guys just don't pay attention. If you don't go in there and change your listing, you could find some real steals on that stuff. That's why almost all these are buy it now, is because nobody was paying attention to his stuff.
So, you know, that's an interesting comment, because I was going through looking for a few cards and I noticed a lot of these cards are listed for a price, but they've got the make an offer option. Mm-hmm. Is there ever a time other than something like this where a guy just went off and you got to get him really quick? Is there ever a time where you don't make a lower offer than what they're selling it if they have that option? Because I feel like
always offer. But if somebody like this, where the cards jump to $60 and people have it sitting at 20 or best offer, you just hit 20. Okay. Don't miss out and then hope the seller's a decent person. I mean, his stuff's way up. Like this Contenders auto was selling for $50 to $70. Before yesterday, it was like 20, 22, 30, 15. I mean, yeah, he's multiplied by 3 to 5x, I bet, across the board. Interesting. And again, he's going to be starting there for a while. He's not a bad... See, I don't think he's a bad buy either. I also just think they caught some lightning in the bottle yesterday, because the Jets have no business beating the Bengals. Although the Jets beat good teams. It's weird. They beat the Titans. They beat the Bengals. Then they'll lose to garbage teams. So overall summary for me, I'm buying Trevor Siemian because I think he's on the better of the two teams with him and Mike White. I think he's going to be playoff relevant. He looked really, really good, and I think there's plenty of room for growth. I don't hate the Mike White play either. You just got to keep an eye on Zach Wilson, because no matter how good he plays, I do think Zach Wilson's coming back at some point. So,
and I think we kind of like clarified this, but in case anyone was wondering, in both the Twitter and Facebook polls, you all overwhelmingly voted Mike White. Yep. Yeah.
Interesting.
I was a close second on the Facebook poll, so that felt pretty good.
Injury talk, Derrick Henry. Unconfirmed, but Schefter said he might be done for the year.
Can we just talk for a second about how good of a game that was, by the way? It was overtime. Man, I love the tight. I love football. Who would have thought I would say these words 3 months ago?
I'm not comfortable with it, I can tell you.
No, it's not natural. Derrick Henry is out right now with a foot injury. He did walk off, but obviously there's some issues. They're doing an MRI today.
You could tell he wasn't right yesterday anyways.
Yes, you really. I was saying, Sam and I were talking about that during the game. It's like, something doesn't seem right. And then, funny enough, he actually was injured. So I like this stat, though. Like, somebody gave some stats this morning. It said Derrick Henry has handled 219 of 230 running back rush attempts for the Titans this season. He has 353 more rushing yards than any other player in the NFL. And he has a league high 10 rushing touchdowns right now.
He's a monster.
It's insane. Like, any it's other team, crazy.
And I mean this, almost any other team, if they lost a running back, I'd be like, eh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm concerned.
And there's some good running backs. This team, not I'm good.
Concerned. Well, not AJ Brown good. Was looking good, and he's back. So
they need Julio nice Jones to come back too.
I dropped him from my fantasy team.
He's been brutal. He's been missing time. Yeah. So that's tough. What's interesting to me there, though, is there's a rumor floating around today that they're going. Again, we'll see if it happens. They are potentially going to be working out Adrian Peterson. Adrian Peterson. That's why that note's on the thing. So I saw this today too. He's 450 yards behind Barry Sanders for number four all time. If AP were to come back, we're going to do the speculation ridiculous thing now. If AP yes. were to come, I hate this part, but
I love it.
If AP were to get signed by the Titans and come back, that offensive line is very good, by the way. and like have a meaningful contribution and lead his team to the playoffs and maybe a win or two. That's a guy who I think most of people in our age bracket growing up, I would argue, has been the best running back over the last 25 years. When was he drafted? Less than that. He was drafted in 2007. Yeah, 20. So 2007. So what's that? 14 years. I would argue over that span of time, career wise, I don't even know if it's that close, quite frankly. He's great. He's a top, to me, he's a top five running back of all time. He was unbelievable as a pure runner. He was never much to be involved in the pass game, but as a pure runner, he was amazing. You know, then he had the whole thing with his kid, like hitting his kid or whatever, like disciplining him and that whole thing. You know, so that
that was him?
Okay, yeah, that was years ago now, but that really cut his you know, love down in the media and in the hobby market. But like in 20 years from now, I think this is the type of guy where like, yeah, I remember watching AP. He was unbelievable. The one thing missing from him for the majority of his career, though, has been playoff relevance. He had a couple little runs with the Vikings when... Man, was Favre there when he did that?
Favre?
I think he was. But that's been his one, like the biggest thing is, you know, he's never really been super relevant. A lot of those Minnesota teams were okay, but didn't really make a lot of noise. I'd be very curious if he came here. I think it'd be pretty cool. And I think there's actually a solid market. I think he's a safe buy anyways, because he's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer when he goes in. And I mean, maybe there's some weird upside here in the short term with him. So
where is he now?
Nowhere. No, he's not signed by anybody. He played with the Redskins the last couple of years, I think. Couple numbers on him. So like his 2007 Bowman Chrome rookie, PSA 10, $140. If you want to sell me one of those tomorrow for $140, I'm in, by the way. I think that's like incredibly cheap. The 9.5 of that same card, $95. I'd buy that too. What else is there? Where's his Topps Chrome?
I feel like we're about to start getting like Instagram messages.
Good. Hit me up. His Topps Chrome PSA 10, $285. I would buy that in a heartbeat as well. The population's under 300. Like, look at the pop on any of his stuff. Super cheap. I actually really like this card too. The 2007 Topps Chrome Refractor PSA 10 pops 158. Card ladder value is about $700. I'd buy that. If you're looking to sell AP rookie stuff, I would buy it. I just think there's a weird play if he comes back. And again, even if he doesn't come back, okay, then in a couple more years, he goes to the Hall of Fame. He has sustained value because he's an all-time great, whatever. But it's kind of like a safe investment. And oh, by the way, maybe something happens where he signs with a team. I like the AP play. That's my whole point there. Okay. I had Jameis Winston on here, but it's still inconclusive. They said the only thing I saw was the coach said it looked serious, but I haven't.
You probably don't remember because I was speaking, but yeah.
I wasn't listening. But that was it, right? Just still inconclusive.
Yeah, okay. We're still waiting to hear anything else.
The other one that was weird, my buddy Matt messaged me this morning. He's like, "Did you hear Von Miller got traded to the Rams? Did this happen?"
So I pulled this up as of like 30 minutes ago. Los Angeles Rams finalizing trade to acquire Von Miller from Denver Broncos.
I don't care about defensive players. There's another guy, first ballot Hall of Famer when it's all said and done. If he goes to that team and with that line, he might be dominant. Like this might be one of those weird things where he goes in like a 10, 12 sack stretch the rest of the year. I don't think Von Miller's a horrible buy.
Really? Can you even find a Von Miller card? I mean,
I want to say he's from 2015.
There's a couple kabooms.
2011. Is he a 2011 rookie?
Von Miller. Hang on, let me look. I pulled up on Card Letter and he has two 2019 Kaboom cards. So let me see if he's got.
I thought
he
came up with Cam Newton.
Von Miller is.
Yeah, like that Kaboom's a cool card for $90. Cool.
2011.
Yeah, I mean, his 2011 rookie patch autos, I guarantee, are dirt cheap. Just put that in real quick and see sold listings. Give me some names and like only Broncos uniform stuff. 2011 Von Miller patch auto. Nothing graded. I just want raw stuff.
Sure. All right.
Throw me some brand names. Let's play. Pick that price. Here we go. Give me the name.
Oh, I love games. Here we go. 2011 Topps Prime Von Miller quad jersey relic auto out of 515.
Topps Prime is crap. That was one of the ugliest products of all time. $45.
You are lowballing him, my friend. $75.
Okay. I hate Topps Prime. Give me some other cards.
All right. Let's see. 2011 Panini plates patch.
I do like plates and patches. Yep.
Okay. This is card number 202. Anybody curious? Want to see it? Out of $499.
How many colors are on the patch? Like, is it just a one color
piece?
Three
colors.
$72.
Actually, I don't have the exact price because it's the best offer accepted, but fantastic. It was going for $40. So it was less than
dirt cheap. That's what I mean. Yeah. He has some really cheap stuff. And I think you could argue the Rams are still amongst the best teams in football. I like the Von Miller play.
The National Treasure's out of 99.
Oh, that's got to be huge. So that's his true it's NTRBA. BGS,
yeah, it's a BGS 9.5 out
eight,
of 10.
850.
No, 430.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, again, I just kind of look at him as a safe play. He's going to be a first ballot guy. He's got a Super Bowl ring or two. Maybe Carolina. He's got a Super Bowl ring. I mean, the Rams, if you told me right now the Rams are winning the Super Bowl this year, no shock. That's a weird pickup by them. So he's not the Von Miller of years ago, but I don't, him and AP, I just view as first ballot Hall of Famers. You're not going to get burned because they already have their legacy cemented and there's upside. I like both those guys. If you're boom, boom, here we go.
Oh,
so he's clapping. He's snapping his fingers. If you want to sell Adrian Peterson rookie stuff or Von Miller rookie patch autos, I'll buy them both. Boom. Roast.
Boom. All right. Are we done with football?
We're done.
We have more.
Nah,
do we have any more?
We're done.
We're all done.
Let's talk NFT.
Wait. Let's okay. Before we go. Okay. How about that fantasy football team that we got? It's going pretty good, huh?
We just lost your number one pick, so we'll see how you do without Derrick Henry.
Huh? You want to talk about
it? Who's, yeah, he's gone.
Can you
for the
remind
year.
Me who is the number one on the team right now?
Like the number one pick was Derrick Henry, and he's gone.
Who's doing the best on the fantasy team?
We're going to do this next week, too, before and after you lose your first pick. I'm excited.
It doesn't matter. I'm so far ahead, I can lose next week and still be first. Bam.
Yeah, but you're not winning the Super Bowl. You're done now.
You don't know. I still got Brady. And one of these days, Gronkowski's going to come back, and he'll look good, probably.
Over. No. I'm going to call first-round exit for you in the playoffs. All right, do your NFT talk. Let's get this out of the way.
Let's talk a little bit about NFTs. Specifically, guys, we know that it's not everybody's cup of tea.
This is for Jason.
Is Jason? Jason. Yeah. Jason, if you're listening, we love you. Let's do business.
Take it easy. Last words you said to him is, I don't like you.
I think I hate him.
Move along.
But
right, NFTs.
This is just something really interesting that Panini's doing. Whether you're in or you're out, you cannot argue with the fact that NFTs are continuing to grow. Honestly, I hate to say this. There's a pessimistic side of me that said NFTs were already going to be done by now. Like, we were going to stop talking about them. But
I thought that originally, too. Like, they're going to really spike up. People are going to get burned and fall off. And in some NFTs, that's happened. In the card space, though, the Panini blockchain and Panini NFT I was totally wrong about that, I can tell you.
I did not realize this either until last week that Panini has been doing NFTs for like 2 years. They're not like new to the bandwagon. They've been doing this before any of us knew what they were legit calling them non-fungible tokens. And then people started calling them NFTs and there was like a confusion between the two. Like, what is that the same thing? So yeah, they've been in this for a while. Bottom line, if you are into Prism basketball, which I dare say 99% of you probably are, then it is worth noting that this year, for the first time, they will be releasing NFTs of the Prism Panini cards first before the physical card comes out.
Okay, right off the bat, the initial reaction of guys who don't like NFTs are, who cares? It's a JPEG. I don't entirely disagree with you. I don't really like them myself. But there is no more disputing that these are like a mainstay in e-commerce, period. It's not even a card thing anymore. It's not an art thing anymore. It's just a thing. I don't care if you don't like it. The sales, the volume. And again, I'm all for it. You want to be vocal because you hate them. I'm vocal about things I hate all the time. That's okay. But like the thought of card guys, and I was one of them. Oh, these are stupid. They're going to be gone in a month anyways. Absolutely not even close.
I don't think so. Yeah.
It's just not.
I don't.
Yep. Not even close.
The bottom line for me is that for all the guys who don't have to have a physical card on them at all times, and that I include guys who are into Starstock with this too, and Starstock will give you a physical card. But if you're into Starstock, it's probably because you're okay with not holding on to the physical card in your hand and you can trade and do all that stuff with it. The same thing is true here. You don't, it still has value. It may not be what you were used to growing up, but that's not going to stop anybody from buying it for crazy amounts.
It just is. I don't know what to tell you anymore. So actually, on this note too, Sean sent me this too. He bought the Mac Jones from the Panini blockchain instant NFT. These are the ones that released last week. Hang on.
I was going to talk about that. So last week, Tom Brady came out. His NFT came out. There was a one of one. There was a one out of 10, or there's out of 10. And then there was a base.
I got a Mac Jones. So
apparently everyone went after the Brady stuff first, which is one of one, I think, sold for like $500. I mean, I consider that really cheap for anything Tom Brady, even if it is an NFT. I think you're going to see that card explode. I think whoever got that got a killer deal. But Sean, who we've been working with for a little bit, especially on the newsletter, he basically just said, hey, everybody's going over here. I'm going to go over there. He got Mac Jones out of 10, Kyler Murray out of 10.
The Mac Jones out of 10 was $107. He said, if you want it, it's yours. I'm just going to say yes and assume that means it's free.
If you want it, it's yours for $200.
Mac Jones looked good yesterday too.
So guys,
I'm gonna buy this off him though, because I want to play in the market enough to be able to talk. I'm like, hey, because here's the other thing I would tell you: I don't care about Topps Bunt, and I haven't really cared about Panini Direct yet, like the blockchain app. They are two of the best apps to use when it comes to trading. It's super easy. So the only reason I download them is because of Sean. I actually like the trading. Everything's super easy to do. So I'm in on that aspect of it at least. I'm going to buy this Mac Jones from him. I'm going to give him like 60% of comps because I think that's enough. I mean, his name on this podcast. I'm going to buy it though, just with the intent of I want to track the value and I can kind of update people on, hey, what's the demand? How did I trade? What I do? Why not? Like, why not? I'm just done being the naysayer who's not involved. I'm still going to be the guy who thinks they're kind of dumb, but I'm going to use them while I can, while I think they're dumb. There's plenty of other things I think are stupid that I buy into. So why not?
The whole thing with Topps Wax and then Topps Bunt, if any of that left a bad taste in your mouth because you tried to buy in, the computer froze, you couldn't get through anything, you couldn't even place a payment, it's not like that here. I mean, at least it's in my experience to this point.
I've used the blockchain.
You can tell they've been doing this for 2 years. You can tell they've got some experience. They've worked out the bugs.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. If Panini wants to hear more, they can cut us a check.
That's fair. But I do want to let everyone at least know that if you want to get in on it, this Wednesday, 10 a.m. Central Time is when the Panini Prism drops. And this be first come, first serve. The rookies will be out of seven. There's like 750. I think they're
buying
those.
I'm buying a LaMelo. I'm going to try to buy a LaMelo.
Some of them will be out of 1,200. Others will be out of 2,000. I've got a full list. There is a new card they're calling Prismatic that will actually be a physical card as well. But it is also going to be NFT version.
Oh, I'm saying LaMelo. I'm a year off. I don't care about the rookies this year. Never mind.
But the Prismatic will have LaMelos that'll be out of 500. So, or 500 total.
In this instance, and you would say like the NFT is Yale and the blockchain app is Columbia and they get together in their schoolish ways and give birth to Brown University. And then Harvard comes along and they're like, hey, I like chicken wings. And you're like, what? Good.
If you haven't listened to last Thursday's episode.
If you haven't listened to last Thursday's episode, don't ever listen to this podcast again. Not even the whole thing. If you haven't listened to the laughing bout at the end of that episode, honestly, unsubscribe and leave all of our social media groups, please, immediately.
Just go back and listen to it and then you don't have to unsubscribe.
If you go back and listen to it by Tuesday morning at 3 a.m., you can stay. But if not, just get out.
That's a fair trade. Also, I want to let you all know that Mike has been quizzed on his state capitals.
Oh,
he's doing much better now.
All right, give me three right off the bat. Let's do this. I'm going 3 for 3. 3 for 3, or I'm doing something.
West Virginia.
Charleston.
Dang it. I was for sure you were
getting
the first one.
Sweet cheeks.
North Dakota.
Bismarck. Boom.
Dang it. I'm really trying to stump you here.
You can't even think of three states.
No. I'm just trying to think of ones that you always had problems with. New Hampshire.
Concord.
Here, I want you people to know that he was not confident with that.
For a second, I was like, this seems too easy. Okay, done.
Okay. All right. He's doing it, guys. He's doing it.
On Thursday show, we're going to go alphabetically, A through Z, every state capital.
We need a separate show that's... Just the nonsense show. I'm telling you, I got so many nonsense things.
Yeah.
I also want to introduce an idea for a segment that's not my idea. Chris Duff, who is also a part of our fantasy league.
I haven't heard this yet. What is it?
He commented on Discord about this. He said this as a joke, but I actually really like it. A quiz of we compare cards like, hey, what's the lower pop count? This LaMelo rookie versus the chimpanzees left in the world. Just like random things that I think would be fun, but also informative. It doesn't have to be that one. It just
they don't all stick. They're not all winners.
You know what? I'm going to come up with some questions.
Just working. Who cares? I'm not going to know. Just tell me it's on the schedule. I'm not going to have any difference. By the way, I guess we should have a guest back on at some point. Somebody asked me, did they any more guests coming up? I hadn't thought
about
that.
Did Jeremy ever get back to you? He said he was going to look about like a baseball guy.
Oh, yeah. We can talk about the ratings on the World Series. Riveting. I don't know. Okay, whatever.
All right, before we go on, you did not have any purchases. I had a couple.
I didn't buy anything. However, I did receive my game used base from the Red Sox game that is autographed by Ortiz.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to post a picture on Instagram. It's actually pretty awesome. I love it. I don't care. It's not the most valuable thing in the world. Like $600 to $800. I think it is fantastic.
Where do you put that? Is that like on the wall?
It's going to go on the big shelf behind me at the new house. A lot of the stuff is getting packed up now anyways, because we're getting ready to move, but it will be on display. Whereas now you kind of have the window off to the side. The new house should be perfect because the whole back wall has that massive shelf.
Well, does it have lighting, like some kind of track lighting? There's track lighting above it.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it should be good.
It'll look good. Well, that being the case, I got a couple cards in. I actually have purchased a number of them, but I'm not going to release all of them now. That being said, I got a little John O'Hurley signed auto.
Is it Peterman?
That is Peterman. A quite tasty bit. That is Peterman from Seinfeld, if you will. And this man has graced us in many legendary performances, including The Phantom, Titanic, Zoolander. Can you guess who this person is?
Billy Zane.
I honestly had no thought you would get that. Billy Zane, signed auto.
Man, he's a creepy, guys, he's a
enough. I can't get enough of them.
Apparently, I'm those so movies pumped. Didn't pay that well. That cue ball is shiny. Hey, Ronnie, can we book Billy Zane, please? Thank you.
Thanks,
get Billy
Ronnie.
On the show.
No response needed because we know you're doing it. Thank you very much.
Just text right. Billy.
Before we get to mailbag, let's knock out a few
on,
of these
one
other
second,
things.
Before we do this.
Okay.
We have not heard back on social. I don't really look at it all the time, but I did look at the other day. Brian Gray from Leaf. Is going to need the hookup. When I say hookup, we're going to pay for it. We need a case of the 2021 Leaf Metal Pop Century. Jesse's all into these celebrity autos. Brian or somebody at that company, it'll be some decent promotion for you as well. We'll do some on the podcast, some on our other socials. Get the man a case at distributor cost, please.
I wasn't going to talk about that yet because now I'm very afraid that the prices are going to spike. But since we're talking about it, let's just do it. Pop Century, guys. Pop Century. If you're wanting non-sports autos, I mean, I can't find a better, especially if like you're searching eBay or whatever.
It's perfect for that space.
How do you find it? Yeah, these are really cool because you can also get them graded. Like it's not just an auto, but you can actually get the card graded.
I would actually like to get two cases of it if we get them for a good price. Again, great promotion for you, Leaf. We'd be more than happy to give you shout outs and do it all over our social. I mean, you could have like battling cases.
I would
box wars, case wars.
100%. And they release at the end of November.
If you work for Brian Gray or if you are Brian Gray and you're listening to this, reach out to us. We would like to work something out. Boom, roasted. Quick other talk. 11-3. I think it's the only release this week, unless I miss something. Mosaic Quick Pitch Baseball. Here's the thing. I like Mosaic. It's cool. It's a new SKU. It's cheap. I don't need 47 SKUs anymore. So we were nice to Panini earlier. I'm not thrilled with this. Like you
it's
got
the
hobby,
compliment sandwich.
You got Megas. You got Blasters. You got Quick Pitch. You have Choice. Like, come on. Enough. So the only good thing is I do have 10 boxes of either this or Choice or Fast Pitch, whatever one it is. They're super cheap. So I do like that. But we don't need a million of these. Like, let's just take a breath. All right.
All right. Anyways. So compliment sandwich works where you say a nice thing, you say a thing they need to work on, and then you say another
I'm
nice thing. So we got one more nice thing before we leave.
If you say all something else nice, I'll really rip into them with something. So,
guys, we have had a number of you reach out about our sponsors, like who do we use for supplies? Who do we use for cases? Good, good news for you. The guys haven't changed. We're still using Columbia Hobby. We're still using Zion Cases. However, they have so graciously, as of this month, added some promo codes for any of you listeners out there. So if you go to the sportscardsnonsense.com website We have card services. There you can find links to their pages, and you can now use the promo code nonsense on both of their pages.
All lowercase?
I don't think it matters. I tried all lowercase and all uppercase. It seemed to work, at least on Zion cases, and I assume on Columbia as well. But use nonsense. You get an additional 10% off your order.
If you're looking for the Zion cases, those are the black lock boxes that I have. They fit all graded cards, including SGC. Those are the two I have at my house, or three I have here. Those are Zion cases. And yeah, for Steve, that's where Eddie and the whole group, that's where we all buy our stuff, top loaders, penny sleeves, graded team bags for the whole breaking operation. So those are two I personally use. So I'm happy to personally say, hi.
Personally, I would like to say, Clint, can I get an additional discount? Because I want a case now that I'm collecting so many cards. I like Clint
because he's shorter than me. And he's pleasant. So.
Is he short?
Oh, he's little.
It's pretty close. No. It's a pretty close.
It's actually not. He's one of the first. Is it not? I don't ever say that. It's not that close. No. I never claim to be taller than people.
All right. This was the last month Clint sponsored us, so that's fun. All right.
Are they drop off? Are they done?
No, I'm saying after your comments about
I was
going to
say, I take back everything I said. They're horrible.
We provide too much.
I'm going to go live content. And burn my cases. there were a couple things I thought were kind of neat. Dan Benedum, we met Dan up in Wisconsin. He just hit a Mac Jones gold kaboom, so it's numbered to 10. He's getting it graded at PSA, and it's off to golden. I think that's going to be like a $20,000 to $30,000 card. What? Absolutely stupid.
Did he hit it with Geo Breaks or somewhere else?
No, another breaker.
Oh, okay.
Another breaker who I used to not like, but now I do.
Oh, that's nice.
That's all I'm going to say. I actually like him a lot now. I think it was Tom who pulled it. If that's the case, I really like Tom, but I like the whole operation now.
Fine. Are we going to mention them or no?
No.
No mention?
But I spoke pleasantly of them. And then I saw this week, too, somebody pulled a Brady Kaboom, a gold Kaboom. I think it was this year, but I could be wrong. It was out of 10. I think he's in a patch. Man, I don't remember now if he was Pats or Bucks uniform. He got offered $35,000 and people were saying that was too cheap.
$35,000 is too cheap.
Absolutely insane to me. The pricing, this is the landscape is going nuts. The pricing of Brady, like hard to hit, low numbered inserts. It's not even feasible to me that somebody would pay $35,000 for a 2021 or 20, whatever it was, Tom Brady card. I just don't get it, man.
That is insane.
Insane.
What do you see? Do you actually see that continuing, or do you think
why is it going to slow down? I mean, he doesn't do a lot. He doesn't sign a ton of stuff. And this wasn't even a signed card, but he's done after another year or two. I just don't know. Like, I don't know anybody in the Brady market who's like, hey, we're getting out, myself included. So I don't know. I think demand is going to stay super, super high because supply is low and there's not a lot of these things hitting the market. So wild. Right. Anyways, hey, we had a question from Jason Osborne. Let me just hit this real fast. He was asking about kind of the hierarchy of Topps products. On Thursday's show, Jesse's already made a note. We're going to do some Topps baseball breakdown, and we'll do Panini football as well. So we're kind of in the middle of the season now. Just like, hey, here's what I think of certain brands, which ones we like, don't like. We did that months and months ago, but we might as well do it again. We got a lot of new people listening, and a lot of people then totally hate us now. So it's a whole new audience. So there you go. We'll do that Thursday.
All right. I'm excited.
Do you have any analogies?
I do want to say, and I've already broken the promise I made to myself on this episode multiple times.
Not the first time.
I'm really trying to not use the and ums. I know people have at least one person commented.
Is the Adderall helping with
not them? To do that? I don't think it does. I don't think there's anything that really helps with it other than me consciously making the effort to not do it. And even still, because I'm listening to Charlie play sports cards nonsense on repeat constantly in the other room. And all I'm hearing is Jesse say, and it's driving me crazy.
You've stopped scratching your face, which has made me happy. The audience can't see it.
That is also a conscious effort.
That was driving me nuts. Anytime I'm looking at you, I'm like, what is this kid's face? Yeah, it's like poison ivy around the ear.
Too.
I saw that. Well, I can't see that because I couldn't see it when you grew. For you who don't know, Jesse can't grow facial hair. He tries though. It's adorable.
I think it's like a hormonal
imbalance.
It's like
a baby rhino who like can't quite make it up the ramp to go eat. Like just Jesse, like with the mustache. He can't quite get up the ramp. He's trying though.
Oh, the baby rhino. That's all I can see in my head. It's beautiful. Thank you. I like that comparison. That's a good analogy.
Bam.
Unlike what I'm about to do.
That's a simile, comparing things using like or as.
All right. Mailbag.
Not to be confused with a metaphor. Okay, go ahead.
Can't do it anymore. Oh, I was supposed to make a note too. If anybody cares about NFTs and crypto, Panini just got added to Crypto Slam. Again, this is just a way to track what's actually being sold It's kind of cool if you're ever concerned who's buying what, again, where Jason. It's going.
Boom.
There's the compliment sandwich. We did it. We did it.
Panini, don't say you're horrible with redemptions. There you go.
Stop.
Even, we balanced it up. Okay, go. Here we go. Mailbag. Let's do this.
Mailbag.
Then it's park time. Me and the boys.
We have one question from Discord. Again, guys, if you want to throw questions in
you
Discord,
you gotta start sharing the link, by the way. Nobody can find the link anytime.
I
we
don't
mention-
know. It is in our bio on Instagram. Okay. I posted it on Twitter. I posted it on
Facebook.
I'm
just saying, between you and Indy, if you're listening, start posting that up just at random times of the day. Because I get so many messages asking and I don't care. I don't know how to share the link. I want you in there, but I'm not going to sing and dance again. So
all the guys who are asking you are the ones that are just like you, who don't know that you can just type in sports cards nonsense.
Between
and find it.
You and Indy, start sharing the link once every other day or so. Just
once every hour.
I don't care. Drop a post because I'm sick of hearing about it. So, okay, go ahead. Question
for Discord.
That is
just, no, wait, Discord. That's how I did it. That's right. Justin Leyendo had a question. I am heading to a card show this weekend. He's going to get some football Hall of Famers autograph on a card. He didn't say who, but it's some guy. They said that JSA will be there to authenticate. Have you ever used JSA, or would you use it over the other grading companies?
I would use. So, yeah, so they don't grade, but they do authenticate. I don't think they grade, at least. James Spence Authentication. Yep.
Oh, the guy absolutely just named it after himself?
Trustworthy, right. Has a very good reputation. Yep, no issue with JSA.
The JSA, if you took that to another, like say you wanted to get it graded by PSA or BGS, will they just accept that as being authenticated because JSA did it?
No, but the same is true too. If I sent a PSA item in to JSA, before JSA is going to say it's real and put their stamp on, they're going to examine it. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. From the Facebook, I said, Yehuda Rosenblatt wants to know, Peyton Manning is often brought up as a value. What do you think of his 2012 stuff? First year as a Bronco, and also his first Prism card. 2012 Topps Chrome has refractors, X-Factors, etc.
I like, first of all, Peyton Manning rookie stuff to me is still criminally undervalued. I don't care about his first year Bronco stuff, though. His first year Prism, monstrous, absolutely. In general, though, I don't care about the 2012 Prism. I mean, the 2012, like, first uniform card with him in the Broncos. It just doesn't.
Wait, I'm confused. You just said that you don't care, but he said that was his first Prism card.
Prism's different. I care about that because it's his first Prism card, not because it's his first Broncos Prism card.
Okay, so that specific Prism, card, though, yes. You would be in.
2012 okay. In general, meh, whatever.
Brandon Ryan, thoughts on Ian Book and Trey Lance? Will they get a shot this year? Invest in these guys? Question mark. Lance is climbing. Book is still cheap, but both will be good if and when given a shot, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I like Book there because it's cheap, worth a shot. Trey Lance, I mean, I don't know. That 49ers team is actually pretty good. I think they have some decent weapons. Does he get a chance this year? I don't know. I guess my thing would be if I'm buying Trey Lance, I'm holding off to the end of the year. Buy him in the offseason.
Steve Kabatsnik.
Exactly.
There are three consonants in a row. That's hard to pronounce. Is there any long-term value in Hall of Fame autos for retired players in current products? If yes, which brands should you look at, and how high of a serial number should you stay below?
I mean, the lower the better, obviously. But there's value, of course. If he's a Hall of Famer, he has an established market. Doesn't mean they're going to spike over time. But in general, they're not going to lose money over time either, even for like lesser-known guys.
So my question is there ever a time where somebody's non-auto is worth more? I'm sorry, non-rookie card is worth more than their rookie card?
Yeah, I mean, if you have a base rookie card, but you have a second-year card that's a one-of-one or something numbered like that, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
But like, but for these Hall of Famers.
Okay, yes. Well, good example. Like a 1951 Bowman is Mickey Mantle's true rookie, his first card. Mm-hmm. His 1952 is a second year card, but his first Topps card's worth way more.
That's a good example.
So there are some exceptions. Like a 2011 Cam Newton. I'd be curious what a 2012 Prism Cam Newton sells for because it's the first year of Prism. There are exceptions to the rule, but in general, yeah, rookie year, early stuff.
Okay. I was just curious. Thank you very much. Jaron Johnson, with the last few weeks.
Oh, I wonder if he's got another J. Could he be the other triple J?
Chris Vernon.
He could be a junior. Jaron Johnson Jr. wants to know, with the last few weeks of seeing massive retail boxes, Does it look like we're entering a junk wax era, or are we still far from that?
It's amazing to me. When people can't find retail in the stores, the hobby's full of flippers and everybody hates it. When you can find it, it's a junk wax era. I don't know. It just ebbs and flows like every other market. Like, no, we're not anywhere near a junk wax era, because when in the junk wax era did you have major media personalities talking about the hobby? And you have people coming in spending tens, hundreds of millions, billions of dollars in the hobby. Never. This thing is taking off and it's still going up. No. Does that mean every product is great and is going to go up? Nope. There's some junk out there. But we are nowhere near the junk wax era.
I think that's a healthy thing, that if you're seeing some being left behind, it means that the market might be balancing out as far as people distinguishing not everything has value. Therefore, it might not be that bubble that everyone's so worried about. So,
yeah, I agree.
Dave Gentry.
Well said, Jesse. The sports boy with the sports knowledge.
I don't think I said that whole time.
Personified.
Dave Gentry.
My wife is like yelling at the dogs. It's like, can you hear that?
No. I think, honestly, do we even know you have dogs outside. Or a wife? Sometimes I wonder if it's just mental, just in your head.
Well, she's
Dave Gentry has gotten his answer, his name said three times. Now I'm going to read his question. Have you ever bought older wax 10 plus years just to rip? And if so, was it worth it?
Yeah, years ago, I bought 89 Upper Deck, Jason Griffey, and 1993 SP with Jeter. Was it worth it at the time? Yep, I pulled a couple, graded them, did pretty good. Those SP boxes are like 10 grand now or something, so my bad. In general, I would buy anything early 2000s. I'm putting it out again. Anything Flair football, Flair baseball from the early 2000s, I love that stuff. I would rip that and get 10 cents on the dollar at best return, and I wouldn't care. I think it is the best era of wax all time. I loved all that crap, man.
Just to be clear, you're saying Flair, not Flair.
F-L-E-E-R, Flair.
That was good.
I would love it if somebody was like, hey, I've got some 2002 Flair Genuine and Flair Authentics. I loved all that stuff, man. Flair Showcase, my favorite of all time. Loved it.
I like that. I like that it's not,
Adrian Peterson rookie cards, your Von Miller patch auto rookie cards, and your 2000 baseball and or basketball Flair football products. Flair wax products, whatever. Next question. I don't know what that voice was. What are we trying to prove here?
Let me talk. Brian Olecki, besides the obvious Jordan, Brady, etc., who are some athletes that are safe long-term investments? Boom, roasted.
Did he say that?
Yeah, those were his words.
All right. What would you answer? How would you answer this? Because you're knowledgeable enough, like with icons and legends.
Honestly, I feel like if they're people I know, they're probably worth investing with.
Okay,
like
name a quarterback in the NFL right now.
In the court right now, Burrow, Tannehill.
Example. Terrible again.
Oh, I thought you just wanted like anybody.
I know, but I was just trying to prove the point that if you know him, it's going to be.
Mahomes.
Okay. Yes and no. He's super high, so Mahomes is tough. Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to help you out here. Aaron Rodgers is a guy.
He's not in the NFL right now.
Yes, he is. What are you?
Isn't he retired? He's done playing, right? Aaron Rodgers.
He's my starting quarterback. My fantasy team.
I'm thinking of Drew Brees. That's my bad.
Aaron Rodgers, for example, great buy. LeBron, about as safe as it gets. You know, quite frankly, at this point, I think even Giannis is in that. Curry, Durant, all-time greats. If he's looking for like active guys who are going to have that status.
I don't know if it has to be active because he said Jordan. So
right. I just meant, but if you're looking for guys, any of those absolute all-time greats. Tim Duncan, Kevin Garnett, I think all, and I lean toward basketball more because I trust that market more than any other market in general as a sport. So
I almost burned myself again. All right. Thank you very much, Brian, for your question.
Oh, lucky, lucky.
Brian Balaga Faust. Brian, thank you for your question.
You're doing it, Jesse.
2019 NBA draft class, strong enough hobby-wise if Zion goes down for the count?
Yep. First of all, even if he goes down for the count, it's not going to kill his value immediately. Jazz have an unbelievable year. Tyler Hero's playing really well. Cam Reddish is playing good. RJ Barrett's playing great. I'm forgetting like three or four other really good names in there too. Yep, it's good. It's here to stay.
Dan Benendum.
I talked about Dan with the Brady.
Of ripping by the public and breakers versus storing sealed wax, how many out of 10 or out of 25 cards get pulled over the run of a product year? More or less than 50%, would you say?
I'd say more. I think after 1 year from release, 75 to 85% of that product has been ripped.
Are you basing that historically or right now? Because I feel like more so than ever, people are starting to save these cases or boxes.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it's a little lower than that now, but I still think it's the majority is ripped in the first calendar year by far.
With Rob Meadows wants to know, with Derrick Henry possibly out for the rest of the year, who's your guess at the next big name back to take his place as possibly the best back in the league? Chubb, Najee, etc.
Oh, Najee Harris. Najee, yeah. I'll tell you who it is. Jonathan Taylor, the guy who played against Derrick Henry.
Yes.
That kid is unbelievable. I mean, unbelievable.
If his last name also ended with Thomas.
JTT.
I'm working on that auto right now.
Hannah made that joke. Are you? Whatever happened to him, man? He was like
he went off to Harvard, I think. He actually wanted to pursue an education, but now he's getting back into acting. It's so weird that I know so much about this, but it's only because I recently looked it up because he was on an episode of Tim Allen's like other Last Man Standing show. And I was like, whatever happened to that guy? And that's where I found this information. You're welcome.
Didn't know that.
You're welcome. Aaron Hernandez.
Which tight end?
That's the same one.
All right.
What if it was? That'd be pretty cool.
Well, he's been dead for like years, so. Be a little weird.
It'd be really cool. Then.
Is this a backdated question?
Which of the non-numbered refractors in Topps Chrome are the best to hold on to? Sepia, pink, base refractor?
I believe sepia outsells a base refractor.
Is it sepia? I thought it was sepia.
And pink, I feel like pink is always a little... I could be wrong, but in general, I think it would go sepia, number one, base... Oh, again, for non-numbered, sepia, regular, then pink. For some reason, the pink don't seem to carry like the crazy premium you would think they would. So.
Ronick, is it sepia or sepia?
How would he know?
He knows.
I think it's sepia, but I'm not sure.
Ronick, that is two for two. You are killing me. Just like last week with the whole analogy thing.
Hey, Ronick, how stupid was Jesse's analogy last week on a 1 to 10?
Well, that's a great moment, so.
Okay, you know what? Ronick is silver linings today. I can live with that. All right.
I'll take that.
It was so stupid, it led to a great moment. I'm fit. That's fair.
What did stupid people understand?
Let's do one or two more, then we have a Zoom meeting.
All right. Matt Tillman, thoughts on the 2015 NFL rookie class and the 2015 Prism, in 2015 Prism in particular. Anything rookies that any... Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Any rookies that stand out?
You're going to have to pull up the 2015 rookie class, first of all.
Like, oh, okay.
2015 NFL rookie class, whatever. I mean, I know it was Jameis and Mariota. Mariota obviously has no market. Jameis is higher now than he's been in a long time. If you gun to my head, I don't know that I could name anybody else out of that class. I'm sure there are some
Amari Cooper.
Okay, Amari Cooper, very good. Yep. Melvin Gordon. Melvin Gordon was in that class. Good, but I'm not investing in him. I like Amari Cooper. Man, 2015.
I don't recognize a lot of these names. Hunter?
Do you have like the 1 through 30, like the first round?
That's what I'm looking at right now.
Go down the list. Give me the top 10.
So Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, Dante Fowler, Amari Cooper, Brandon Scherff, Leonard Williams, Kevin White, Vic Beasley, Eric Flowers, and Todd Gurley.
Gurley was a stud for a while with the... So that's what I mean. Like, there's some good players there, but overall, the class, Stephon Diggs and Amari Cooper, I'm going to say, have the most hobby relevance aside from Jameis. So, not a great class to invest in.
Wait, DJ Humphreys was a guy, right? Wasn't he okay or no?
I don't know the name.
Oh, okay. Well, then, yeah. I'm trying to look down just names that I might recognize, but there's really not.
I mean, 3 or 4 years ago, though, you would have said Mariota and Winston are both starting quarterbacks. Okay, that's cool. Amari Cooper was very good. Stephon Diggs wasn't as big of a name then, but you had Melvin Gordon and Todd Gurley, who were very good. They've both fallen off the cliff. So, yeah, I mean.
Well, there you go.
Give me one more question.
Okay. You answered this to him on the Facebook page, but I feel like people should listen to. John C. Loriotti, refresh me. This topic has come up numerous times on the show. Is SGC 10 not 10 pristine? Is that on par with PSA 10?
Yes.
Is that the same in your opinion?
So an SGC 10 is gem mint, or you can see an SGC 10 and the whole label is gold. That's their pristine. But yes, an SGC GM is gem mint, is the same as a PSA 10, is the same as a BGS 9.5. Those are all three companies' gem mint grades.
So the SGC gold label is the pristine. What is that compared to with the others?
PSA doesn't have one, and that'd be comparable to a BGS 10 pristine. But in terms of overall pecking order, it's hard to beat the BGS 10 black label, meaning all the subs are a 10 as well. And then you've got the BGS pristine, the SGC pristine, and then the three gem mints across the board after that.
Why doesn't PSA do that, you wonder?
Never have. I don't know. Just how they roll. I mean, when you're king of the hill, you don't have to change a lot.
Yeah, that's fair. Speaking of, I love King of the Hill. That was a funny show.
Never seen an episode, ever. I've never seen, honestly, I bet I've never seen more than 5 minutes of an episode. And I've never watched a full episode of The Simpsons either, ever in my life. I've probably seen I've probably seen 10 or 15 minutes of The Simpsons. I know like the characters, a number of them. I couldn't even name them. I don't know who the main character is in King of the Hill.
Hank?
Is that the Hill? Old guy with glasses?
And the old hunter hat? Guy with
And there's like a short fat kid?
Bobby? Bobby?
Dude, I'm not kidding.
What's happening right now?
I have never seen...
What do they teach you in Boston?
I would say I'd never seen more than 2 minutes of King of the Hill.
Ever. This is upsetting. Okay, let's end it. End it.
Good. Sports Cars Nonsense is your Monday edition, brought to you by the Ringer Podcast Network, powered by Spotify.
Sign us up for year two.
The newsletter dropped today, sportscardsnonsense.com. We got all the card vendors on there under card services, under hobby news. That's how you sign up for the free newsletter. That thing's actually taken off and been doing pretty good. And we are going to start working in a poll of the week on our socials in with that newsletter as well for some show content. So giddy up, Kramer style. Watch the one last night. Kramer sponsors that mile 114 of the highway. He's paying over the lines.
So luxurious. And
Newman's coming down the thing once, twice. Sewing machines. Oh, that is a great episode.
I love that scene when he's singing. Oh, yep. It's good.
All right, there you go. We'll be back on Thursday. Thanks for listening. Please check us out again. Goodbye.
Bye.